Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our new friend, Wendy Kaplan Carroll, is with us. Wendy Wendy, you haven't been here before, have you?
I have not, and I'm so honored to be here. This is very exciting.
I'm glad to have you here. I didn't think you'd been here before, because I have your picture here, and I never forget a pretty face, so I didn't think I'd met you before. Regional Development Director for New York Metro at Constant Contact. And, folks, that's an organization that I'm proud to say that I knew them when they were not so important, and they were a little bitty, teeny, tiny company called Roving, and I knew they were onto something, and I started telling you about them. And Gail Goodman, Wendy, was with me. When she was still probably helped take out the garbage back in those days. Now she's the big shot CEO, and she still gives us some time from time to time. But we got you today, and we're glad you're here. One of the things that's been interesting to see, Wendy, is how your company has become a resource and a thought leader for the development of small businesses, the development of their business. You guys have been doing some research on how people are using different ways of connecting with customers, haven't you?
Yeah, we absolutely have. I mean, we pride ourselves in being able to provide all that kind of information and education to small business owners. And we did several reports to sort of look into great depth as to how truly social media marketing is really benefiting businesses. So we did one study with within our client base, and we asked folks, like, are you using email? Are you using social media marketing tactics? Mm-hmm. And how is it helping you? The combination is really cool, some of the findings.
Now this is what's interesting. When people, back when social media first became, it's still a kind of a craze, but it was 2-3 years ago, it was really a craze. And I said it wasn't a fad, because a fad, comes and goes. This wasn't going to go. But it was a craze, and so some people thought, well, if social media catches on, what do we need email for? But the truth is they're symbiotic, aren't they?
Yeah, you really cannot do one without the other anymore. I mean, it's fascinating to me that so much potential exists for small businesses to connect with new prospects and then really to grow deeper relationships with those prospects with email marketing. So the combination, and I urge people all the time, you have to really look at a strategy where you can combine both tactics together. You'll just see many more positive results.
What have you learned about that?
Well, I've learned, and by the way, I see it live in person all the time and talking to so many small businesses, business owners who are doing this, but the reports we did found that there's faster list growth. So if you're using social media as a way to acquire new prospects, to acquire their email addresses, you're going to see a faster list growth with that. Mm-hmm. And your average list size, because of that, is growing. Plus, you're getting higher click-through rates with the emails that you're sending out. Mm-hmm. More people are clicking on the links that you're putting out there. Deeper engagement.
Because they're more connected with you. You're not just a marketer, one of a million. You're somebody that they've actually agreed to connect with.
Absolutely. I mean, it's permission. When they like you, they're saying, yeah, I want to get to know you more. When they give you your email address, they're saying, yeah, I want to get to know you more.
It's been interesting. It's been interesting for me to see you use the word permission. Back when Gail first started joining me, and even before Gail, when we started talking about email marketing, I started doing it in my own way through my newsletter back in 99. And in those days, there was this really simple protocol for proper permission, which we called it opt-in in those days. Uh-huh. But now this is the whole permission protocol has really changed, and it hasn't. I mean, it's not it's the standards are still there, but the behavior is different, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that people are beginning to realize that at the end of the day, we are doing business with people and services and products that we know and we trust, right? So for those people that are still engaging in sending, you know, emails out to lists that they don't have permission for, mm-hmm. or trying to connect socially to people that they don't have permission to connect with, it's sort of a turnoff in a way. We want to do business with people, again, we trust. And I think with all these social channels, it's giving small business owners so much opportunity to gain that trust with their prospects and their customers. It's really, really powerful. And I always tell my, you know, the people that come and hear me speak, social media marketing, this is not about selling. It's about building relationships.
Connecting
and
communities.
When we look at it this way, it's just a whole, you know, you realize the type of information and content you really need to be putting out there. It has to be valuable, beneficial, et cetera.
Well, no question about it. And this is what I call the term that I use for all this this overarching theme that you just described, Wendy, is the age of the customer, and this is where the customer is in control, and they're liking it. But one of the main elements, and you hit on it too without saying the word, one of the main elements in all the things you were talking about is relevance. Because people hang out in communities where they feel that the topic or the content or the relationships are going to be relevant to them, and what I've decided, Wendy, is that relevance is trumping competitiveness now. What do you think?
I absolutely agree, and I also believe that for the first time, sort of in my professional life, there's never been so much opportunity out there to actually stop talking for a minute and listen, right? Mm-hmm. The more we listen, the more we understand who we're trying to connect with. Mm-hmm. And I think through, you know, the social platforms out there, you know, it really gives us a chance to peek in on what our customers are thinking and saying and feeling. And with that, we can become more relevant.
Now,
and that's when we gain relationship.
Give us the website, Wendy, please.
I'm sorry?
Your website.
www.constantcontact.com.
ConstantContact.com. Now, you've got a new program called, the new tool called Social Media Quick Starter, right?
Oh, it is so awesome.
Is there a website for that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's social.quickstarter.com.
All right. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Wendy to give us a little tour of that tool, because I just want you to know about this, folks, because this might help you a lot, and if nothing else, you'll see what these kinds of tools look like in case you find another one you like better. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.